That's a good crew. How you guys doing? Go for it.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, Mike.
How are you? In an interview with Andrea Kramer of NFL Network, Jonathan Kraft was asked if he could ever envision a scenario in which he would have to tell you that you have to retire. And he said that you've earned the right to make that decision yourself. And I'm curious, what does that latitude mean to you to hear that coming from him?
Why does everyone want me to retire so bad? I don't get it. I'm having fun. The team's doing good. I know I'm a little bit older than most of the other guys, but, I'm really enjoying it. I obviously enjoy the experience of playing in this game. This has been, obviously a dream come true, many times over. And, it takes a lot of hard work to get here. And our team, I think, is, working hard. We had a good practice today. We're going to need a couple more good ones. We're playing against, great football teams. So I'm not thinking about retirement. I'm thinking about the Super Bowl and trying to win the most important game of the year. And it's going to take a lot to do it. Hi there.
Hey. Do you remember the first time you saw a kid wearing your jersey?
Yeah, I was in college. That was, very surreal. And obviously in Boston and New England, there's quite a bit of that. And it's always a bit surreal to see that. But I was a kid growing up and rooting for the 49ers and having, Joe Montana jerseys and Steve Young jerseys. I met Tom Rathman and Roger Craig at a store opening one day, and they signed a pair of shoes for me. And I kept them in my room, for as long as I could until my mom threw them out. But I was a kid, too, and I had people I looked up to and was very fortunate to be in the Bay Area at a great time. And, hopefully the kids in New England are all feeling the same way. They get to grow up and watch, the team do well. So that was a, there's some similarities there.
Tom, not really a retirement question, but
good.
Steve DeBerg, when he came back to play, he started a game at the age of 44, and he actually was on a Super Bowl roster at the age of 45 with the Falcons in 1995. My first question is, were you aware of those two things? And the follow-up is there any desire on your part to maybe break those records? Not really a retirement question.
I didn't know that about Steve DeBerg. I know he was a great player, and obviously he played for a long time. That's great credit to him. I've always wanted to play to my mid-40s, so, we'll see. And, football is such a physical sport. Every game really could be your last game. It's the reality of the sport. So, I'd love to plan for those things. I try to work hard at the things I need to in order to allow my body to feel good, week after week, year after year. I've got a good routine that's really worked for me, especially over the last, 10, 12 years. So as long as I feel like I'm willing to make the commitment to doing those things, then I feel like my body will be able to allow me to do that. And so that's obviously what my goals are.
Hey, Thank Tom. Raul Martinez, NBC 10 Boston.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. I know you don't like to compare Super Bowl teams, different personalities, different characters, but I'm wondering what you think about the character of this team. And on top of that, how tough has it been to not have your friend Julian Edelman out here?
Tough. Absolutely. He's, obviously one of my great friends and, someone I have so much respect for that does things the right way. He works so hard. He was a guy that no one thought could do anything in the NFL. And we brought him in, and he has taken advantage of every opportunity that he's gotten. And, dealing with his injury earlier in the year, obviously is about resiliency. And I think that's really been a hallmark of this team up to this point, is dealing with adversities. And we started the season 2-2. It didn't look good there for a while, but we kept grinding out the practices. Guys were really working hard, buying in, finding their role, and we just made some improvements and got on a good roll and, won two very tough playoff games and then got to this point. So, it's a very mentally tough team, very resilient team. It's a very close team, which is always fun to be a part of. Guys really care for each other. They care about what guys are doing. I think guys are really focused on their role, what they're asked to do, and there's no selfishness. it's much more selflessness with this team, which is, you know, really a great thing from my standpoint, being around, you know, a lot of teams.
Yeah, Tom, Dan Williams, CGTN. Just a quick question on international expansion. China, you were in China last year. Just your thoughts on that market, the potential expansion there, and the potential of a possible regular season game in the future.
Well, I had a great experience. I was there with an Under Armour who I work with, and we did saw two cities in the course of 4 or 5 days, and then went to Japan, to Tokyo. And it was a great, you know, one of the great trips of my life. I had never been to China. There's definitely an appetite for football. I did clinics when I was there. There's some leagues going on over there now, but there were stadiums that were filled up with people. And when I came back, I told that to Mr. Kraft right away. I said, RKK, there's a lot of interest in the game over there. There's a lot of people who, you know, love the sport, who, you know, appreciate it. And, you know, obviously it would be great to continue to grow the sport. It's a sport I love. And I know it takes obviously a big commitment to make the trip over there for the teams. And I'm sure the NFL has to do a lot of things in order to, you know, make it a great trip. But, I mean, it was one of the great highlights of my life being over there.
Hey, Tom, Steve Burton, WBZ in Boston.
What's up, big guy?
How you doing, man? Hey, listen, I know you've been through a lot. Your body's been through a lot over your career. But was there ever a time you were bitten by a dog in Patriots practice? And if it was, could you tell that story?
Wow. Yeah, I was bitten by two dogs. One when I was little in Minnesota, my grandpa's farm here. I gave the dog a bone and then went down to give the dog a kiss. I was young, and he bit right through my lip. So that was pretty rough. And then the second dog bite, which you're referring to, we were in the stadium. This was, I don't know how many years ago. There was some military training going on in our stadium. Mr. Kraft had allowed some military members to do some training that they needed to do, and I was able to witness it at night. It was during training camp. And we got a chance to go on the field after and meet a lot of the guys. And we're going to take a kind of a team picture, their team, and then there was a few of us that went out there. I think it was Vince and Gerard and Mr. Kraft and Jonathan. And I was walking out to the middle of the field, and there's helicopters flying in, and everyone's lined up. And, some guys were kind of excited to see us walk out. So I kind of was close to all the guys and didn't realize there was dogs. And obviously those weren't, you know, like Labradors, you know, those were tough dogs. And I raised my arms up, like, you know, over my head. And right when I raised my arm up, the dog jumped up and I guess was going for my neck. And the guy grabbed the dog back down and the dog got my thigh on the way down. So I was standing there with a bunch of tough guys and they all saw it. And they're like, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Yeah, of course I'm okay." But I could feel the cut, but obviously I couldn't say anything, like, "Oh man, that hurt," you know, because I'm with like the toughest guys in the world. So I just sucked it up for like an hour after we, you know, said hi to all the guys and so forth. And then it was probably 10:30, 10:45 when I went back into our training room, and I called up Jim Whalen, our trainer, and I said, "Hey Jim, I have a problem." He was like, "What is it?" And I said, I just got bit by a dog." He's like, "You got bit by a dog? What are you talking about?" So had to come over and get it taken care of. So I have a nice little scar on my quad, thanks to that night. So I learned a very valuable lesson.
Hi. Hey, Tom. Natalie Weiner, Bleacher Report.
How are you doing?
I heard yesterday that you're a fan of Kendrick Lamar, and I was just wondering what a few of your favorite songs are of his.
His last album was pretty great, so I heard he's got a new one coming out. So, yeah, you know, I'm in a locker room with a lot of guys, so I hear a lot of different music, and that's obviously one that I really like. So I'm a fan of music, and he's pretty great.
Tom, Mark Ovenden from KDLT in Sioux Falls, right down the road. You mentioned being bit by a dog in Minnesota, so I hate to ask this question after that, but how special is this game to you with family and with your moms growing up here to come back to Minnesota and play a Super Bowl in front of so many friends and family?
Yeah, it's very special. And, you know, every time I've been back to Minnesota, I've had such great support from my family. We played here 2006, We played in the University of Minnesota Stadium the next time we played him here, and then obviously this one in U.S. Bank Stadium. So it was much easier to get tickets for those previous two games than it is for this particular game. These tickets are pretty tough to come by, but I'm trying the best I can to accommodate everybody, and it is very special. I've come here my entire life. I mean, since I was a baby, I've been coming to Minnesota in summers and winters, and you know, love the experience. I love the life here. Being some of the great memories I had as a kid were growing up and, you know, coming here and milking cows with my grandpa and, you know, hanging out in his silos and up in the haystack above his barn and going out to where he would pasteurize the milk and pull a lot of the cream off the top of the milk in the morning and, you know, shooting his .22 at targets in his backyard and catching sunfish with my uncles. So it was great. I mean, I love being here. It's a great state. So, I mean, obviously I love the people, and being that my mom's here, there's such a special connection.
Hey, Tom, Joe Amorosino from 7 News Boston.
What's up, Joe?
How you doing? You've sent some encouraging videos to Aaron Cortez out in Colorado. How has Aaron inspired you?
Well, Aaron faces very tough battles, and, different stories kind of come across, you know, or come my way at different times than they have over the course of my career. But Aaron's is very unique, and just a pleasure to see him this year in Denver. And one of my roommates, Chris Eitzman, had kind of told me this story a while ago, and it kind of, I guess, got out to the public a little bit that we had a relationship. But I think really highly of Aaron. He's a great kid and obviously dealt with a lot, so.
Tom, Jerry Green, Detroit News, right here.
Hi.
Hi. You're a constant. You've been constant with the club, yet you've had three receivers, Welker, Edelman, and now Amendola, whatever. And
Dola.
What? Oh, Amon, thank you. I needed the correction. Is there any difference among any of them? Are they the same? Are they sort of like robots?
Yeah, and Troy Brown before that, I think that position on our offense, that slot receiver position, has been really one of the strengths of our offenses since I got here. And, I mean, a lot of offenses have changed over the years. I think ours have evolved quite a bit. They obviously evolve with the skill sets of the players that we have, and all those players were very unique. I mean, Troy Brown had a certain skill set that was incredible. To get Wes Welker at the time that we did, I mean, one of my best friends and one of the greatest players, I think, ever to play the receiver position. And then Julian to come in and for him to do what he's done, and then to have Danny come in and, had some experience, in the league, and then just have an incredible career for us. It's really speaks to those guys, what their mental toughness is, what their approach to the game is, their love for the game. And, I'm just so impressed with those guys. And all of them are very unique. And, they've been just great players for our team. Meat, shut up. Can't hear anything in here. Turn down the speaker.
Tom, how you doing, brother?
Good. How are you?
Very good, thanks. It's Ray from Fanatics View. Just wanted to ask you, you've been obviously greatest, in my opinion, greatest quarterback of all time. How have you prepared yourself mentally? Have you gotten any advice from other Hall of Famers or other friends that have prepared you for this particular Super Bowl?
Well, I've had, I'm friends with a lot of guys, other players, older players, and I've seen a lot of them over the course of my time. And it's a great fraternity and group of guys that have played, quarterback in the NFL. And I have a lot of teammates I've learned from over the years. Fortunately, at this point, I have a lot of experience at this point in this game, and I think this very much feels like a week that I've been used to. So I think that's been a real positive for me. I know how to kind of pace the week, and I know what logistical things I need to get out of the way. But ultimately, I got to figure out how to be the best I can be on Sunday night. So I don't want anything to get in the way of that. This isn't the week for me to go out and do much other than get ready to play football. It's a lot of extra film, a lot of extra practice, and I have to be as mentally and physically prepared as I can be for the biggest game of the year against the best team we faced all year. So thank you very much.
Oh, Troy Brown from NBC Sports.
See, I was just talking about you.
That was a wonderful answer you gave. That was a great reply. So.
It's truth.
It is the truth.
I know.
So, I appreciate it, man. So my last question is, it's been 16 years since we first played in our first Super Bowl together, and I want to know, how has your preparation changed since 2001 to now? Is it different? Do you approach the game different now than you did back in 2001?
Yeah, I definitely think it's different, and I think it's just improved. I think I'm more efficient than I've ever been getting ready for games. I know what I need to do to get myself, you know, mentally prepared. And I think when you're young, you just try lots of different things, and you really don't know what you're getting out of, maybe what film you're watching or, you know, what drill you're working on. You know, now I don't think there's any wasted moments in the day. I feel like I'm, you know, very focused, on, you know, the daily tasks. So if it's mental, it's mental. I spend, you know, a lot of time watching film. It's physical. I know what to do, how to prepare myself physically, and much better than I used to when you and I were hanging out together. So thank you very much. Have a good afternoon.